straight from our studios in Bonn, Germany. My name is Isaac Mugabe.
And I am Mimi Mefo. We are also live on our Facebook page as usual, DW Africa. Share and drop your comments on the stories that we are covering. I can see you, King Samuel. You say that you are listening from Bafoussam, that's west region of Cameroon. And Bobga Ronat is also greeting. We say hello. We want to know what you think about the topics that we are covering.
Now, an economic war could be looming between Uganda and Kenya after imports worth millions from the Ugandan side were denied access onto the Kenyan market. Uganda has already demanded that Kenya stops hostilities on its exports or face reciprocal measures.
Now, experts are expressing concerns on the damage such a move would bring to the East African community. The AEC treaty bars any form of non-tariff barriers by member state in order to ease trade. DW's correspondents in Kampala, Nairobi, and also in Dar es Salaam have been up and about to get the views or thoughts of the people on the relevance of the East African community. Here is what the people have to say.
If we are agitating for East African community, we are looking at expanding our market base. If Uganda can't export milk to Kenya on grounds that maybe Uganda produces fake milk, how would you expect people, just a common man, the lower level, to benefit from the East African community? But if there are internal conflicts between members of the East African community, it doesn't make sense. For instance, Uganda has been at the loggerhead with Rwanda for now almost a year. Who are the people who are suffering? They are the Ugandans, they are the Rwandese. Now, where is the East African community? Where is the East African spirit? If they continue fighting, there is no need for East African integration.
Well, the way I see the East African community, it is still relevant because if you look at the way the global trends are shaping up, countries are getting more and more united for trade, for peace and security.
East African community, do you think it's still relevant?
The community relevant to who? The ministers, the politicians are gaining. The traders and the local person are out of touch. It's not.
We don't need them. They need us. They should not pick fights with Kenya because we are more powerful and more superior. Yes, we need EAC as a bloc, just like South Africa has SADC. And in West Africa, we have ECOWAS. But if our neighbors will not behave, then we need to do away with this EAC because it's not beneficial to us.
The East African community is working and we should all support it because obviously the benefits outweigh the pressures that are involved. I think it's working for Kenya especially because it has better developed infrastructure and the demand for manufactured goods coupled by the country's location allows Kenya to be the gateway.
I don't see how beneficial it is to Kenya, especially because we have the biggest economy in East and Central Africa. I mean, these other countries should bow down to us.
To some extent, I truly need it, of course. I need for integration. I'm a Tanzanian. I can work in Uganda. I can work in Kenya. Because through opportunities, it is where we can grow the nation that economically stable.
So far, I don't think if it is important to have it because you can see there are conflicts between countries like Uganda and Rwanda, but you can see the East African leaders have not even intervened to make sure that they solve the situation.
Voices of ordinary people in the capitals of Kampala, Nairobi, and Jerusalem giving us their views on the relevance of the East African community. We have also many reactions coming on our Facebook page, DW Africa.
Ngwazi Oti says that what's happening with Uganda, they have issues with Kagame.
And Grayson Glenn says, I think Kenya is the source of the problem. They need to change their attitude. Otherwise, everyone will keep their own money.
According to Obep Ayam, Nigeria did same to West African countries, but welcome European and American goods.
Well, one final one from Senkumbi Anthony says, I don't think that the East African Community Treaty is useful to the regional trade because members are not benefiting and respecting them. First was Rwanda that closed its border with Uganda. Now Kenya rejecting Ugandan milk. Many thanks for those comments, and we shall always come back to them whenever we can.
Now on to something else. Sub-Saharan Africa's performance in the 2019 Corruption Perception Index paints a bleak picture of inaction against corruption. Transparency International has noted in its latest report that Somalia, South Sudan, Sudan and Equatorial Guinea actually occupying the bottom in the index, with these sub-Saharan African nations emerging the most corrupt on the continent.
This year's Corruption Perception